I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Since the Global Climate Agreement was negotiated in Paris last December, we've heard a lot about the importance of big polluters like the U.S. and China stepping up and actually putting that agreement into force. So it was interesting to hear that one of the first countries to fully commit to the Paris Plan is not a big power. In fact, it's a country that until recently was barely functioning. Somalia.
We used to be called a failed state. Now we call a fragile state. If we can do this, anyone can do.
That's Somali Foreign Minister Absalom Omar. He spoke with us via Skype. Somalia joined more than a dozen small island states in quickly ratifying the Paris Agreement last month. Those island nations are especially vulnerable to sea level rise, and they pushed hard for the agreement back in December. Now Omar says it's his country that wants to send a message.
Somalia is telling the world, stop denying that climate change is here, that the world is changing, and we are the cause of it.
Those changes are hitting Somalia itself hard. The rainy season there just started, but dry conditions since October have been wilting crops and killing livestock. The UN says close to 1 million Somalis are struggling to get enough food every day. That's partly because of the country's long civil war, but Omar says it's also because of more frequent droughts.
A serious drought in the Horn of Africa used to come around every 10 years. It was a predictable thing. People could get ready for it, and now it's coming every 2 years.
The U.S. military has warned that climate change, a so-called threat multiplier, can contribute to political instability around the world. Omar says that's definitely happening in his country.
It brings instability. It brings people fighting over meager resources of food and water. And I don't want to be blaming everything on the environmental disaster we're facing. But the drought is happening more often because of what we are doing to our environment.
Somalia is a very poor country, not many resources, not much industry. So Omar says it can't do a lot to actually fight climate change at a global level. But everything is interconnected, and the foreign minister says one thing Somalia is trying to do locally is addressing one of their biggest environmental problems, deforestation.